joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner Tim Clark, as we're talking about a big deal here in Buffalo. Great American Media and Great Point Studios announcing a partnership. Tim, thanks for being on with us. Now, a lot of people, they might have even seen these movies, but that doesn't mean they're familiar with these two names. So who exactly are we talking about here, and what does it have to do with Buffalo?
Hi, good morning, Brian and Susan. Yeah, it's the Great American Family Channel, which is, a sort of a family-friendly network that's out there that does an awful lot of Christmas movies and family-orientated content. And it's Great Point Studios, the new studio up on Niagara Street across from Rich Products. So they've been working together for quite some time now, and then we've been working with them for quite some time as they built the place, Great Point Studios, as well as brought these movies to Buffalo. So it's been good, and it's we're very, very busy helping them navigate Buffalo.
One of the first movies, I believe, that is part of this agreement is the movie that Mario Lopez has been filming here, right? A Christmas Spark?
Yeah, that's right, Susan. It was A Christmas Spark, and it's a story of it's a Christmas story that involves firefighters, and it's kind of an interesting topic. And I spoke with the Mario Lopez people the other day, and they will be returning very soon, within the next couple months, to shoot another one here. So it's going to be a pipeline, indeed.
What about Buffalo has made us popular to attract Great American Media?
Well, I think, first of all, it's the soundstage that was built on Niagara Street. It was really, kind of a partnership between Bill Abbott, the head of Great American Media, and Robert Halmy, who is the head of Great Point Studios. And those two have known one another for a long, long time, worked together for many years, and they just felt that Buffalo was kind of a good place to be. And, Great American, Great American Family Channel has really declared that they want to make their movies in the United States. So much of this was overseas and, up in Vancouver and places like that. And they really wanted to find a home, and I think they found it here in Western New York.
Well, Tim, how are things looking right now? Are there movie shoots happening today in Western New York?
Yeah, in fact, there's one out in Orchard Park that's also a Christmas movie. We have a little movie called Little Audrey that's shooting this week on a soundstage in Buffalo. That one's got an interesting cast, too. One of the Wahlberg brothers has been here, and so that's been kind of fun. And then we have another giant movie, a big studio film, that just moved in Sunday. They'll be shooting from October through almost Christmas, and so that'll be a big show. And then there's another dozen or so that we should have cranked out by the end of the year. And as we look toward 2026, January, there's another good-sized film that will be here, actually a big studio film. And then February, the same thing. So it's, people should get used to seeing movie stars and movie trucks and all the excitement and stuff that happens. And, of course, there's a very tangible part of this, which is employment of crew, hotel rooms, restaurants, catering, those kinds of things, camera houses, and all those associated businesses. But then there's that intangible of having Western New York in the spotlight. Whether it's Niagara Falls, whether it's Buffalo, whether it's Lockport. I mean, this is just it's just a really cool thing.
Well, we all remember the announcement of a facility on Niagara Street, what's that, about 5 years ago or so, and I think we all kind of struggled to see, all right, like, how does this exactly, we don't know the ins and outs of movie making. How has that accelerated the ability for Buffalo to get some of these things, and I guess, how rare are these facilities? Do they exist in a lot of other cities?
Well, they're starting to exist in cities that have great incentives. And, you know, we in New York are very fortunate to have a very strong film tax credit program. And then up in Western New York here, we're doubly lucky because it increases. You know, there's a little bit of a bump in the rate when you go up to places like Buffalo or Niagara Falls, whatever. So it's been, it's financially better for them to come to Buffalo, for instance. And it used to, we used to lose an awful lot of movies because of incentives elsewhere, and now we're very competitive. And actually, I would even say we're beyond competitive. It's one of the most lucrative places, certainly in the country and probably in the world to shoot a movie. So, you know, the phones are just nonstop, and I think you're going to see, you know, more sound stages, more equipment places opening in Western New York. I think you're just going to see an explosion of activity here.
Roughly, what is the economic impact from movie making now versus years ago?
Well, it's funny because the budgets of these films are kind of going down because you know, there's more, there's less spending of, you know, giant movies. Like I remember The Lone Ranger was shot out in New Mexico and a little bit in Texas and so forth, you know, and they built like a railroad that that they used to you know, have in their movie. Those days I think are long gone, but I do know now with special effects and, you know, sort of AI and all those kinds of things, you know, it's easier to kind of create those scenes instead of building those scenes. So the budgets have changed, but it's still, you know, it's still, as far as the Western New York economy goes, I mean, we're still looking at, you know, tens of millions, and collectively, you know, over the years, really literally hundreds of millions of dollars of new money that is from California or from wherever, and it comes and it's spent here in Western New York. So it's very, very tangible.
All right. Well, that's great to hear. Hey, Tim, as always, thanks very much for joining us. Tim Clark, Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner, joining us live here on WBEM. Big deal announced this week, Great American Studios.